Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you knew that you had unlimited access to the greatest financial mind ever, would you tap into that reservoir of wisdom? This financial genius is smarter than Bill Gates, shrewder than Warren Buffett. Yet, he's never been interviewed by Jimmy Fallon or Ellen or talked about by Jim Cramer. However, we assure you, he has the greatest financial mind we've ever come in contact with. Now, here's the question. Are we ready to take advantage of this unique free opportunity? However, when it comes to giving financial advice, he does have one requirement. He wants his advice to be followed without hesitation and regardless of your circumstances. Once he starts giving you advice, he wants you to know, he wants to know if you'll agree to ask his opinion before making any major financial decision. Without question, he wants you making wise choices in every situation.
Proverbs 2, verses 9 through 11 in the New Living Translation says, "Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wisdom will enter your heart. Knowledge will fill you with joy. And understanding will keep you safe. Now, you've already guessed that he is really he with a capital H, the great I am. And you may think this is fundamental, but sometimes I think we don't need to overlook rehearsing. Thinking about, meditating on the fundamentals.
The basics.
And here's the question. If we want his help, then why are we not willing to ask for his advice in non-emergency situations? Several questions need to be asked as to why we don't ask for God's opinion before making major purchases. First, do we really care what he thinks?
That's a good question to ask.
Many a person, yes, even Christians, think it's okay to buy something because it's on sale. They can afford the payments. But watch out. Even others will tell you it's a great deal. You can't afford to pass it up. But the real question is, what does God think?
Mm-hmm. 1 Samuel 14, verse 36 in the New Living Translation. "Then Saul said, 'Let's chase the Philistines all night and plunder them until sunrise. Let's destroy every last one of them.' His men replied, 'We'll do whatever you think is best.' But the priest said, 'Let's ask God first.'"
King Saul got the approval of everybody but the one who mattered the most. As a consequence of that failure to ask God what he thought, Saul's entire life, reign, and legacy suffered the consequences.
Wow.
Second question. Do we understand how much God cares about our finances? Honey, too many believers either convince themselves or listen to someone else's faulty reasoning that God never has the time or the inclination to be concerned about the details of our financial situation.
Luke 12, verse 7. This in the Message Bible says, "And he pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail." Think about that. "Even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bully talk. You're worth more than a million canaries or sparrows."
If God numbered the hairs on our head, or in my case, in my beard, doesn't it stand to reason that he'd be interested in our checking account balance and the debt we owe? As a younger generation used to say to such nonsense, duh. I don't know if they say that now or not.
I don't know anymore.
I don't know either.
But Hebrews 4, verse 15 and 16 keeps speaking. And it says this in the Message Bible. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weaknesses and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so readily to give. Take the mercy, accept the help.
God is concerned about the realities of our lives and everything we're facing. We're that important to him. And don't ever forget that. Third, do we need to ask for his direction? We can forget something on our grocery list. We can forget to pick up the dry cleaning or forget to do homework. We may even forget a loved one's birthday or anniversary. But we should never, ever forget to ask God for his direction and help. If we ask God for his help, he will help us. But if we don't, he won't.
We've read this recently in one of our Rich Thoughts, but it's definitely worth repeating. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2 in the Message Bible. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he will let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you.
Wow. If we look for him, we will find him. Not only that, but he'll stick with us until he's done everything that he's promised to do.
Hallelujah.
This next chapter, verse, get it out in a second, is one that makes me shout.
Genesis 28, verse 13. In the Message Bible, all the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this very ground. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised you.
I will stick with you until I've done everything I promised you. Can somebody say hallelujah?
And we're related to him.
Yes, we are.
Every one of us.
Every one of us.
Born again.
There's one other good reason to ask God for his advice, and it's found in John 14, 14 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Hallelujah. Fourth question. Are we willing to accept the answer God gives us? There's a school of thought, and I mentioned this recently, that it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. If you think you're not going to get the answer you want, despite the circumstances or evidence that it's a bad idea, you may just choose not to ask God or anyone else's opinion. If we want what we want, then we don't want to ask for advice for fear it will not line up with what we want. This is the way. Well, just saying it like it is. This is a way in which adults act like spoiled children. We should ask God for his help and advice, even though we may not like the answer, because we'll love the end result in days to come.
Amen to that. Proverbs 3, verse 11 and 12 in the Living Bible. Young man, do not resent it when God chastens and corrects you, for his punishment is proof of his love. Just as a father punishes a son he delights in to make him better, so the Lord corrects you.
Fifth, you'll learn that delay does not mean denial. When we ask for his advice, we'll get his advice. Not only that, we get his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding. Should not buy a house before you realize whether or not, well, some people don't buy it until they figure out if they can afford the mortgage payment. But see, you don't need to buy one based on being able just to make the payment now. But even if there's a job loss or change in your financial situation, you need to think it through and also have a plan to pay it off rapidly.
And rapidly. Understand there's a lot more to home ownership, like insurance and upkeep and
other things. Big expenses.
That's right.
You'll learn not to lease an expensive car with all the toys before you discover whether or not you can easily afford the payments, or better, even better if you can, pay for it up front.
Amen.
You'll learn that timeshare and condo is not a good investment long before you realize the maintenance fees have skyrocketed beyond really what you can afford to pay. You'll learn about business. Businesses that maybe you shouldn't have started, or you should have had more time to get a direct answer from the Lord before you do, and not just your next door neighbor. We'll learn that, sometimes we learn about financial pain and heartbreak, which truthfully could have been avoided if we'll ask. Which brings us to number 6. When we ask, He'll answer. When we ask, even if we don't know what to do, God will give us the answer.
If we just wait long enough to find it out.
Yep.
Isaiah 48, verse 17 in the Message Bible says, I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do, where to go.
When we ask for His direction, we'll never go wrong.
Amen. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 in the Message Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track.
Wow. So it's foolish to make a financial or any other kind of decision without asking for God's help.
Proverbs 18, verse 13 in the Living Bible. What a shame. Yes. How stupid to make a decision before knowing the facts.
Wow. If you need financial advice and direction, go to the right source. The one who's never wrong is always ready to help you out.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, New International Version says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And you know what that is? You do not know yet.
That's it.
Because He will reveal.
He absolutely will.
When we get before Him and spend the time to wait and find it out.
And the 7th question is this. Is today a good day to start talking to God about your finances?
Hallelujah.
And the decisions you need to make. Talk to Him. He'll give you an answer. Not just an answer.
The answer
that you need to hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight.
6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday night live, teaching going to make you shout.
Hallelujah.
And go glory. Hallelujah. Join us Sunday night live, 6 p.m. And again, Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. And until tonight at 6 p.m., God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.